Good morning. Health authorities in the Madrid region said they detected 11 new confirmed cases of monkeypox yesterday, bringing the total cases in Spain to 48, practically all of them in the capital. In neighbouring Portugal, which along with Spain has been one of the main hotspots of the recent outbreak of the viral disease, outside of its endemic Africa, health authorities added two confirmed cases, putting the total at 39. The World Health Organization said the outbreak can be contained as more governments said they would launch limited vaccinations to combat rising infections. Authorities have been investigating 237 suspected and confirmed cases of the usually mild viral infection that is endemic in parts of West and Central Africa and in 19 mostly European countries since early May. The European Court of Justice has decided to reinstate the parliamentary immunity of the former president of Catalonia, Carles Puigdemont. Judges ruled yesterday that Puigdemont and two other Catalan MEPs, Toni Comín and Clara Ponsatí, should not immediately face trial in Spain. The precautionary measure was taken as there was a high probability Puigdemont would now be arrested, so the court said. His lawyer hailed the decision on Twitter as a provisional victory. The three MEPs are wanted in Spain in connection with an independence referendum in Catalonia that took place in September 2017 and was later ruled illegal and unconstitutional. Last year, other MEPs voted to strip three of their parliamentary immunity, meaning they could be extradited and face trial in Spain. For now, at least, the three have their immunity reinstated. And the government yesterday announced a €12.3 billion investment plan to convert the country into a major producer of microchips and help reduce the dependence of Spain and other European countries on other suppliers. The announcement in Madrid came as Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez was to meet with leaders of technological firms at the World Economic Forum meeting in Davos to explain the plan and seek further investment. Speaking in Madrid, Deputy Prime Minister and Economy Minister Nadia Calviño said the five-year plan is aimed at enabling Spain to cover every area in the design and production of microchips, which are now considered key to all areas of modern industry. A global computer chip shortage has made it harder for consumers to get their hands on cars, computers and other modern-day necessities. The European Union has announced a $48 billion plan to become a major semiconductor producer, mirroring the US President Joe Biden's €52 billion push to invest in a national chip-producing sector to ensure more production occurs domestically. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.